Number 19, from the Benefits Administrator, Department of Human Resources, an informational report regarding the policy impact of the transition to an employer group waiver plan. This is informational, unless otherwise directed by the group.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, Matt Hanchek, Benefits Administrator. The report before you is basically a disclosure of some information that we found in the discovery phase implementing the EGWIT plan for next year. Unfortunately, this is information I would have liked to be able to relay to you back in May when I originally sought approval for this, but the timing certainly wasn't ideal. What this effectively does is it's a requirement by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services regarding the timing of reporting the plan design for participants in an EGWIT plan. We basically have to finalize and file our final plan by September 1st and then communicate that to employees by November 1st for the upcoming year. And once we do, that locks that plan design in for the entire year. This is an issue for the county in basically a matter of timing. We generally do not approve a final plan design until the budget's passed in November. So effectively what we would be doing is any changes that the board would choose to make to the pharmacy plan could not go into effect for the post-65 retirees until the following plan year, 1-1-2014. Overall, I believe that this is a moot point. I don't believe that we're going to be recommending any significant changes to the pharmacy plan. We really tackled that issue to the extent that was needed to last year. But it is a loss of the flexibility for policymakers and one that I was not able to disclose when I first brought this to you. So I wanted to make that disclosure now. ultimately, we are still able to, although I'm not recommending it, we are able to revert back to the old RDS strategy. I don't believe that would be a sound decision financially, given that this is likely to be a moot point, but that's still an option that's on the table until September 1st.
Any questions or comments for Mr. Hanchek? If not, thank you for your report.